We are blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us with the awareness of the sacrifice of Imam Hussein, and that he has enabled us to remember him and his family through Azadari in these days of Muharram. It is critical that we understand why Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed himself and his family. There are countless lessons that we can derive from the events of Karbala. One of these lessons is that we should not follow the majority blindly. Imam Hussein alayhi salam had only 72 followers, and Yazid had thousands upon thousands. Though the minority, Imam Hussein and his companions show to us that decision making about right and wrong should not be made on the basis of what everyone else is doing. Today, many of us living in North America consciously and unconsciously follow those around us and try to be like them. We are very focused on our children speaking English in a Canadian or American accent, on them learning French, on us knowing all about the latest movies, TV shows, and music. We take pride in our children being born here, on them holding these passports, and on the lengths of our stay here in North America. We watch TVs and movie shows with our families, yet the worst part is that we do not realize that what we are doing is wrong. And then for the people all around us, for them, it is a social norm and a status symbol. Our inferiority complex is getting us to a point where, God forbid, our generations will be unrecognizable from those in the future. Even the very basic pillar of Islam, Salat, is taken extremely lightly. We do not perform it ourselves, and neither do encourage our children to perform it. Salawat. Beware of the Day of Judgment, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam might ask us, "Is this why I sacrificed my family? Do you remember that I took the spear out of my own son's heart? That my six-month-old child was martyred in my own hands? Do you remember that I picked up the hands of my brother and picked up the pieces of my beloved nephew? Did I go through all of this so that my followers would follow society and that they will forget the difference between right and wrong? That they will not even feel that there is something they need to change? What can we do this Muharram? We can begin the process of reform and change. We can get ourselves out of this mental slavery and realize that the gift we have is much better than what is fascinating us and what is making us blind to the truth. We can start by promising our Imam al-Islam that we will not miss Salat from today onwards, and that we will also encourage our family to offer it. O my Imam, I salute your sacrifice. I salute your courage. I salute your family and companions. And I salute what you did to preserve my religion of Islam. O my Imam, I seek refuge. I seek your help in reforming my soul. I perform sin, but you are Kareem ibn Kareem. I come to you as Hur. O my Imam, please embrace me. Salawat.